Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Champion is crowned. So let's start with Drew's Pacers and Thunder, and we'll get to what I think it means for the Thunder and the NBA and where the NBA is at in comparison to the Chiefs and the NFL in a second. But the Thunder are NBA champions, but there's no secret. First quarter of that game, Haliburton makes three threes, seven, and then just devastating, gut-wrenching injury there for Haliburton. We all knew it, man. We all knew it when we saw it. Everybody knows he knew it immediately. We've seen these, unfortunately, enough now, especially this NBA season, where when it's an Achilles injury, you know. The replay, they showed about 100 times, too, so it was very obvious. But
seen a few with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, just we now know what they look like more than, you know, there's somebody I'm sure that's, you know, in sports medicine can figure out why are we starting to see these injuries happen more in the NBA, and is it overuse, whatever it may be. I have no idea what the exact scientific reason is for why we're seeing them more, but Damian Lillard had an Achilles injury this postseason. We saw it from
Jason Tatum
obviously with the Celtics, and we just saw it from Haliburton, and of course, given the timing of it, I mean, he's probably done for next season as well, just based on the nature of the injury. So that just kind of was a kick to the gut, even, and I'm not a Pacers fan, obviously, but it was hard not for anybody to feel terrible for them and for Haliburton in that moment. And it put all the pressure even more on the Thunder. You know what I mean? Like, going into the series, the game seven, you're the home team, you're going to have the pressure. But once the star player, the best player for your opponent is out, then I feel like you almost tighten up for a little bit. And I felt like that happened in the second quarter. It's why the Pacers led at halftime. But then ultimately, we saw the team that was the best team in the NBA during the regular season, record-wise, go in and play like that. SGA, the MVP, played like the MVP when it mattered again. And so for the first time ever, we have Oklahoma City as champions. And I'm sure you saw the College Football Reddit Twitter account that had a tweet. And it's true, because, you know, Oklahoma City, when they moved from Seattle and became a new franchise, at that point in time, you're thinking, okay, you know, they had some very impressive teams when Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant were on the squad. But they tweeted out, imagine telling Oklahoma in 2001 that their state would win an NBA championship before another college football title.
They should start calling Oklahoma the basketball state, right?
There you go.
Right, Drew?
Not Indiana. That's true. No, can't call them that anymore.
Be Oklahoma. But so much on the line. I mean, both these franchises right there on the cusp, they could be champions. And I will say this. What is today, the 22nd or 23rd?
23rd.
Okay. Basketball should not be going all the way to the 22nd.
Sure.
I mean, let's start with that. But Drew, though, man.
Oh, I was fine with basketball.
No, but here's the thing. Drew is very fired up about the Pacers, man. He's calling
he
the Sirs and everything else. He was so excited about it. He's so excited about Game 7. He was going to sit there and wait all day for it and be excited about it. And then I think back to when the Esiason Super Bowls with the Bengals. Yep. They just couldn't quite get over the hump. What happened in Los Angeles, you know, where a Cooper Kupp came alive and Aaron Donald just kind of took over the game, and the Bengals finally got over that hump.
So you're saying you don't think Drew's ever going to see a champ?
No, I don't. It's so close, though.
That's mean.
That's
really mean.
I think we should start calling Drew the bridesmaid, because because they are. I mean, he's not a champion. Like, Drew, honestly, is a loser. Because he gets so close, but yet it's so far away.
I'm glad you guys had Kumbaya on Friday, because you're just destroying that immediately, like, 5 minutes into the show.
I feel bad for him, man, because that's the whole thing I'm thinking. It's like, man.
Evidently you don't.
Drew,
because,
no.
Evidently that's BS.
I was like, Drew never wins. Now, Oklahoma is not the tornado state anymore. It's the basketball state. But you were so close, Drew. It was right there. You could grab it, man.
Know.
You could grab it.
I think
just like your Bengals. Who's your baseball team, man? Is it Royals?
He said it's the Royals.
You know,
so you're saying
case
that
in point.
So you're saying I should root for somebody else then, if the Royals want to do well, essentially, is what you're saing. You're saying I should root for somebody else.
The Royals got some work to do.
No,
you weren't here in 15, so you didn't enjoy it.
Correct.
And then you get here, and things haven't been great. We did make the playoffs last year.
No, I think that, you know, this is for, I guess, regarding my entire fandom, like, both times they made it, they weren't supposed to win. So I think that made it, like, as crazy as it is, like, the Thunder, obviously, you know, congrats to them. Great team, obviously, one of the deepest teams. It was the two best teams playing in the series.
Yeah.
I think people are going to remember the Pacers more for what they did in terms of overcoming the moments that they had.
I don't think people are going to remember them. They're going to see W's and L's in the finals and like, oh, the Pacers got there, whatever. There's going to be nothing special. But no, in 10 years, people look back at them and going to say anything. We don't look like at the
I
losers.
I think there's truth to that.
Back at the losers. So they're so close. Like, what do you think people are going to say about the Chiefs in 10 years, this Eagles game? They don't even care about this.
I think Pacers fans, obviously, Drew, are going to remember
you can't
season.
Call yourself the basketball state if you
big
joke.
I think Pacers fans, no question, are going to remember the season that they had and the comebacks and the resilience.
The game winners,
all of Pacers fans will. If the Pacers, and I would say next year, but unfortunately the Haliburton injury is going to put a huge wrinkle in that, but let's say the Pacers in 2 years are back in either the finals or Eastern Conference final, then I think you almost remember what happened more. But if this is just a blip, and I don't know if it will be, but
if it's
the blip on the NBA radar where they don't get back to these big moments over the next 5 years, then yeah, I don't think the average NBA fan's going to remember. That's just the reality of all sports.
It's
I think
just
you're
reality.
Right.
It's what have you done for me lately? Did you win?
But this was a hell of a run for the Pacers, obviously for the Thunder, who completed it and won a championship. And these finals were great. You know, all the talk about the small market stuff and where would the ratings be? This was a wildly entertaining NBA Finals. And even when Haliburton went out for a bit there, you didn't like at halftime again, the Pacers had the lead. So there was it kept you through halftime. It wasn't like this game was 20 at halftime and you all knew it was over.
What's the road team? It was 9-6 in game sevens on the road. Like it's not exactly insurmountable to win a game seven on the road.
In the finals, they're 5-15 now.
But it was 9-6 since I forgot what the year was or whatever. But here's the thing, Drew, even his NASCAR driver, he likes Ryan Blaney. He's sitting there after the race. He's still sick. He's so sick he can't even do an interview because all these drivers get sick down in Mexico the week before. But, like, nothing's going well for Drew, and I felt bad
damn.
For him.
I mean, Ryan Blaney's got a championship, so I think we need to pump off the brakes.
But everything went wrong for you yesterday,
I see what you did there, Drew. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, look.
It's bad, Drew.
Again, I don't think if you were – if the Thunder would have lost last night, obviously I would be very excited.
Oh, it would be one of the biggest upsets in underdog stories we've seen.
Exactly.
He was going to go to the parade.
I think Thunder fans would be more disappointed. We would be much more devastated than Pacers fans are. Like, obviously, the Halley thing is what makes it devastating is the injury, obviously. Like, that was, like, gut-wrenching seeing how he reacted to it and everything. But they weren't supposed to be there. The Pacers weren't supposed to be there.
That was a nice run by them.
Oklahoma City
got pushed to limits, but they ended up with 84 wins when you count it in the postseason.
It ended up being the turnovers, you know, that killed them. I mean, they had 23 turnovers in three games in the series. You can't. The Thunder had 18 points off turnovers in the third quarter alone. You cannot overcome something like that.
Oh, and one other thing, Golden. On Friday, guess who didn't wear their wedding ring again?
Oh, I don't know if we should be talking about that.
No, he did the other day. Remember,
he
had a chance Friday. He felt bad about it. He looked down his finger and like...
Again?
And he's like, oh, God, Bing's going to say something about this. Are you wearing it today?
No.
That's three straight
shows.
I'm going to leave that
alone.
That is three straight shows without... For the guy that says he always wears it, he hasn't worn it for three straight shows.
I'm going to go ahead and leave that one alone. I'm going to, we can... On the sport, I'm going to leave the ring convo alone today. I'll step away.
It's newsworthy.
I will step away from that. But I was going to say, seven different champs in 7 years now in the NBA, because on one hand... You look at the Thunder, low payroll in terms of overall compared to some of these other top teams. Young team. SGA's just getting started. Chet Holmgren's just getting started. And they have a young head coach who's only, 40 years old. Like, they're not going anywhere. They're going to be right back in this spot, I believe. But the question of can they become the next sports dynasty? The Chiefs, of course, have been the dynasty. The Florida Panthers in the NHL are that now, I would argue. Can the Thunder be the next sports dynasty? I just told you seven different champs in 7 years. That would tell you that no, they're not going to be. But the organization is primed like no other organization in sports, I would argue, at this moment, based off of youth. They're not spending a ton of money. Young head coach. We were looking it up before the show. They got multiple draft picks over the next couple of years. First round picks, depending on protection. They got two first rounders this year. They in 2026 have two first rounders, depending on the like protection rules that they have or whatever. Actually, three. I'm sorry, in 2026. So they're set up to be back in these spots if the team stays healthy.
Yeah, they will be in homegrown talent and what they're building. So you look at them. You get the Dodgers. They just won the World Series. They don't seem to be slipping. I mean, they spend more than anybody, basically, them and the Mets, and that's why they're good. But you look at professional sports, and yeah, the Chiefs and the Panthers locked down as far as the NHL and NFL are concerned, but can they be that? But I saw that you have 7 straight champions in 7 years. You're just saying, and that's why you look at Andy Reid and what he's done with the Chiefs, that he's always been good. Like Mahomes going to AFC title game every year. That's how tough it is, man. And the NBA stat there with 7 different champions in 7 years just shows you how tough it is to get back to the mountaintop. That's why the Chiefs should be commended by always being good, because just how tough it is. And same thing with the Panthers, just how tough it is to get back to that spot.
Yeah, I think for Oklahoma City and just the NBA where it's at, you know, the next year, if you were just to look, my guess is the Knicks and I would, you know, you would have said the Pacers before be right back in the same spot. But with the Haliburton injury, you can't possibly say that. So Knicks and who's the Rockets, probably. We're going to get to the Kevin Durant stuff a little bit later on. I mean, the Rockets were a 2 seed this year, but I think the NBA is in a great spot though, in terms of stardom, right? LeBron James not playing forever. You know, Kevin Durant's not playing forever. You got to have a new breed of talent. And SGA has vaulted himself with now a championship on top of the regular season MVP, now a finals MVP, a championship.
And a scoring champion.
Puts
him in a rare air.
Yeah, like I think
Shaq was the last one to do it.
Adam Silver, I think, said first time in 25 years
or
something
Jordan
like
did
that.
It like 4 times, but Kareem Abdul-Jabbar once did it, but not many people have done it.
So SGA's in the superstar category now, officially. Like most people probably already thought he was teetering in that direction. The finals wraps that up for him. He is now in that add him to the mix of stars and superstars, specifically in the NBA.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.